Gone 5 to 1, Radio Nova at lunchtime, playing Al Jarreau and Randy Crawford. A live album they did together some time ago. That's called Your Precious Love. All your favorite music all day long. The main news on the way with Bob and Bernie. And here's a track from Lionel Richie's album. And this is Stuck on You.
Stuck on you. Got the feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Yes, I'm on my way. Needed a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Yes, I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Been a fool too long, I guess it's time for me to come on home. Yes, I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Yes, I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. In my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Yes, I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
Lady, I hear this is the place. I get a good deal on a pair of shades with my snaps, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah? So how's it work, huh?
Well, it's like this, sir.
Uh-huh.
With every Agfa XR film purchased here, or with every film processed at exceptional prices,
right,
you get a voucher for a pound off a pair of sunglasses.
Oh, really?
The more vouchers you collect, the bigger discount you get. Up to $5.50, in fact.
Five and a half bills, huh? Lady, you got something cool enough for a guy like me, huh? You know what I mean?
There's a terrific offer on Agfa XR film and on quality film processing at Switzers of Grafton Street. Bring your films to Switzers and get a great bargain on sunglasses too.
Peter Mark and Valens 3 keep your hair in perfect summer shape. Have a body wave, highlights or color with your new Peter Mark summer haircut and get a free can of fabulous Valens 3 styling mousse worth £2.95. Put a summertime look in your hair today with Peter Mark and free Valens 3.
Next. Next. Yeah, next. The casual shop for men, Duke Lane. Amazing closing down relocation sale now on. Everything less than half price.
Half price?
No, less than half price.
Next. The casual shop for men,
Duke Lane.
It's Jemison Jewelers time. Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM.
Radio Nova.
This is the Nova News at 1.
It's 1 o'clock on Friday, the 25th of May. The news with Bernie Jameson and Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Barry, and the Northern Secretary, Mr. Pryor, have begun talks in London. Last night, Mr. Barry said he was impressed by the official unionist policy document, The Way Forward. The DUP leader, Ian Paisley, says it's an act of treachery for Mr. Pryor to accept as an agenda for the talks the report of the New Ireland Forum. Gardaí found a rifle and a large quantity of ammunition during a search of hilly ground about 5 miles from Monaghan town. They were found in a wooden box buried in the ground. Monsignor James Horan says that Knock Airport will be finished. This morning, work was to start again on the terminal building, and a £3 million fundraising drive was to be launched immediately. This morning, Monsignor Horan said that they were going to look for contributions from people all over the country and from people outside the country, from Ireland's friends in England and America. He said, "It's too bad we have to do this and that the government has abandoned us down here in the West." Monsignor Horan said he was confident that the project would be finished by about Easter 1986.
The economic recovery, which began last year, is to continue, according to the annual report of the Central Bank published today. For the first time in many years, average living standards for those who have jobs should rise, but there will not be enough jobs for school leavers, and dole queues will continue to grow. 5 people were injured last night in a 2-car collision near Newlands Cross in Talla. Firemen had to use cutting equipment to free some of the injured. One of the cars involved had been stolen earlier, Gardaí said. The driver of that car is believed to be in a serious condition. Fisheries officers in the northwest have overwhelmingly rejected proposals for a settlement of their unofficial strike. The vote was 23-4, and other officers are currently balloting on the proposals. The overall result is expected to be known this weekend. The law controlling food sold from stalls and vans in this country is totally inadequate, according to a public health spokesman. Cathal Carney of the Western Health Board says we need new legislation based on common market regulations. Speaking at a conference of environmental health officers, he said stalls should have refrigerated or insulated containers and meat delivery vans should be refrigerated. He also called for washing facilities on vehicles like bread vans.
The United States Senate has unanimously passed a resolution commending the work of the New Ireland Forum. The resolution commended the Forum for its attempt to promote dialogue and reconciliation between the two communities in the North. Senator Edward Kennedy said afterwards that the Forum report was the most hopeful development in the past decade of violence and conflict in the North. The SDLP leader, John Hume, says it's a historic decision and the first time ever that the American Congress has passed a resolution on Ireland. He says it's also a powerful request to the British government to respond positively. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Barry, warned in London that any further delay in trying to solve the northern problem would only lead to more bloodshed and death. In the north, the Kirkpatrick Informer hearing has resumed again after yesterday's fight in court when 29 people were injured. The northern office say 12 remand prisoners and 5 sentenced prisoners were treated by doctors at Crumlin Road Jail and the Maze. One prisoner has a fractured hand, 12 were treated for cuts and bruises, and 4 needed stitches. 12 policemen were hurt, 1 has a broken arm.
A 31-year-old married man has been found stabbed to death at his home in the Bone area of North Belfast. A neighbour telephoned the police early this morning after hearing shouts from the house. Police say the man died after being stabbed several times in the chest. His wife is helping with inquiries. Forensic experts are examining a skull found in a garden in Cookstown yesterday. It's thought to be that of a 14-year-old, but despite searches, no other bones have been found. 5 people from the Carrickmore area of Tyrone are due to appear at a special court this afternoon, charged with serious terrorist crimes, including murder. The police say at least one woman will be charged. Meanwhile, the security forces have resumed their search of the Carrickmore area after yesterday's discovery of 2 tons of explosives and 4 ammunition dumps. The Ulster Farmers Union has said it would welcome a common currency for the whole island. Mr. Angus Cuthbert, the union's Deputy General Secretary, said this would be of benefit to both North and South. The father of a 13-year-old boy who died in the Maysfield fire says the blame lies with whoever started the fire. He said the real lesson is how to prevent another tragedy. He said he's saddened by the row between the fire service and the city council, which followed the report into the fire. The funeral is taking place of Corporal Thomas Henry Agar, one of the 2 soldiers killed in the Lakeland Forum bombing a week ago. He'll be cremated after a service at St. John Divine Church in Coventry.
Iraq claims its Navy and Air Force have attacked and destroyed 6 ships east of the disputed Shatt al-Arab waterway in the Arabian Gulf. An Iraqi military communique said the naval targets were part of a convoy. Yesterday, Iraq claimed to have hit 2 more ships, and Iran attacked and set fire to a Liberian tanker, which is said to be still burning. The UN Security Council is debating charges by 6 Gulf states of Iranian aggression against ships sailing to their ports. President Reagan is considering the immediate sale of 200 anti-aircraft missiles to Saudi Arabia, according to reports from the U.S. The president has emergency powers to personally approve such a sale without the approval of Congress. The sale of another 1,000 missiles to protect Saudi Arabia from air attacks by Iran in the Gulf War would go before Congress for debate and approval.
Hungary has joined Czechoslovakia in announcing that it will hold alternative games to the Olympics. According to an official spokesman, the decision was made at yesterday's conference of sports officials from communist countries in Prague. Czechoslovakia announced its alternative games last night. In India, the death toll in a week of sectarian violence has climbed to 210. Police say three people were stabbed to death in and around Bombay last night, and 14 bodies, most with stab wounds, were found yesterday. Today, Bombay is said to be slowly returning to normal. The streets are patrolled by 8,000 troops and police, with orders to shoot lawbreakers on sight. Two people were killed in an Israeli air attack on Palestinian positions in eastern Lebanon. Beirut Radio said last night's attack was on Palestinian positions behind Syrian lines. An Israeli spokesman in Tel Aviv said the attack scored hits on buildings in the Bekaa Valley. Last Sunday, Israeli aircraft attacked areas inside the Syrian-held valley for the first time since January.
An El Salvador jury has found five former National Guardsmen guilty of murdering four U.S. missionaries. The four Catholic women were murdered in December 1980. They were shot dead and buried in shallow graves near the central Salvadorian town of Zacataluca, where the trial was held. The murders became symbolic of alleged human rights abuses in El Salvador. A U.S. State Department report released today said senior Salvadorian military officers tried to cover up the military involvement in the 1980 murders. No charges are to be brought against a student who brandished a toy gun at Pope John Paul during a visit to Seoul earlier this month. The student is said to be mentally ill.
Delays in delivering European Community food to the Third World made such aid almost useless, according to a group monitoring the exercise. A spokesman for Euronaid, a group of 23 European and Third World countries, blamed EEC regulations for the delays. He claimed it could take between 6 and 9 months to get food to the areas where it was required. A request for emergency food supplies for refugees from the civil war in El Salvador went unanswered for 2 years, Euronaid claimed. The Greek government is being urged to reopen the case of a British journalist who was murdered in Greece 13 years ago. A new report has said the journalist, Ms. Anne Chapman, was murdered by agents of the military dictatorship which then ruled Greece. The report has been approved by the European Parliament, which wants Greece to respond by looking again at the case.
In London, fairground worker Leslie Lotes and Irishman Kevin Maher were remanded in custody till June the 1st on charges of child stealing. The two were arrested in Galway after the disappearance of three children from their London home. Experts have begun to examine all the available evidence at the scene of the Abbeystead pumping station explosion at Lancashire. But it could be weeks before they know what caused the blast, which killed 9 people and injured 39 others. 34 of the blast victims are still in hospital.
The Seamen's Union has called a 48-hour strike on all ferry services in the United Kingdom for May 30th and 31st. The strike was called by the executive of the National Union of Seamen in protest at government plans to sell off the state-owned SeaLink ferry company. NUS leader Mr. Jim Slater said the strike was in midweek to cause least disruption to the travelling public. Mr. Slater also said further action may be taken against prospective buyers of SeaLink.
At lunchtime today, the Irish pound against sterling was at 81.25 and against the dollar, 1.1245. On the foreign currency exchange, your punt is worth today 3.0620 Deutschmarks, 9.4300 French francs. Oil and mining share prices today, Atlantic Resources, 90 pence, Arran Energy, 66 pence, Beulah Resources, 28 pence, and Eglinton Oil and Gas, £2.70. On the London market at noon today, spot gold is at $381 per fine ounce. Spot silver, £6.62 sterling, also per fine ounce. Financial Times Index at noon today was up 2.3 at 828.7. On Wall Street last night, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 10.37 at 1103.43.
And the weather forecast for the Dublin area, mainly cloudy today with outbreaks of rain or drizzle. The city high today is 14 degrees Celsius. Winds are west to northwesterly, force 2 to 4 on Dublin Bay. High tide in Dublin is at 9:37 p.m. and sunset this evening is at 9:35 p.m.
That's the Independent Radio News from Dublin. The time is 10 minutes past 1 from Bernie and myself.
Good afternoon.
Radio Nova.
John Clark at lunchtime.
On a bluff, all of a guy, call a flamingo. Cause her hair glows like the sun, and her eyes can light the sky.
like a flamingo. Crimson dress that clings so tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks, if she just would. So sweet day, I'll make her mine. Pretty flamingo, then every guy will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. If she just would. Some sweet day I'll make her mine. Pretty flamingo, then every guy will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. Sha-la-la, la-la-la-la, pretty flamingo. Come in when your mama ain't there. I like it, I like it. I like the words you say and all the things you do. And I like the way you spade in my tie. And I like the way you're winking your eye. And I know I like you. You know I like you.
Again, Stereo 102.7 at lunchtime, playing two from the far-off distant hills. Manfred Mann from 66 and Pretty Flamingo, and Jerry Mallison and the Pacemakers. Jason Mayne's favorite band. Don't even think about that. And I like it.
What snack biscuit gives you really good value these days? Panky, the new snack biscuit that's creamy-coated one side, crispy wafer on the other, and, delicious all through. Panky, a tasty treat at a price that's neat. Not another dent. Well, at least you can fix it with plastic padding, the professional body filler every motorist can use. With plastic padding, you can sort out dents, scrapes and rust spots yourself, because it's easy to use and leaves a really professional finish. Plastic padding won't crack, flake or fall out, so when you return your car to its former glory, it stays that way. All at a do-it-yourself price. Plastic padding body filler in the blue pack. Get it at leading car accessory shops. It's unbeatable.
Hey, Belgi, what about some service round here?
What can I do for you, Minel?
I'm looking for this dame, see? They say she's got a lot of class. kind of smooth operator, but she can pack a punch, know what I mean?
She sounds familiar. Do you have a name?
Yeah, it's Stella something.
Ah, you have come to Belgium in there on a wild goosing chest, I think. This is Stella.
Now hold it, mister. This is a drink.
Correct, Mineur. This is Stella, the smooth, strong Belgian lager.
Sounds like my kind of dame.
Stella Artois, the smooth, strong Belgian lager. Available almost everywhere.
Why not slip into something cool and make your way down to the Dublin Ice Rink and Dolphins Barn? We're open 7 days a week with sessions every afternoon and evening. On Saturdays and Sundays, we're open in the morning too. So on these long, hot summer days, think of the Dublin Ice Rink and Dolphins Barn. The coolest place in town.
Come to the Tara Disco Club, Dallier Street, and dance the night away to super sounds. And you could win £100 tonight at the Tara Disco Club in Dallier Street. It's open 10 till 2, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. The Tara Club, Dallier Street.
Ladies, keep fit to music at Powers Hotel, Kildare Street. Every evening, Monday to Friday, two classes, 6 to 7 and 7 to 8:15. Free introductory classes all this week. One name for curtain fabric, Duffy, Duffy, Duffy. North Earl Street and ILAC Centre.
Stereo 102.7 FM.
Come on, clap! You put the boom boom into my heart. You feel my soul sky high when your love imparts. A little bug into my brain.
Leave me hanging on the line.
lunchtime favorites, Laura Branigan from the charts in America. That's called Self-Control. One way of knowing whether you're liked in your local chip shop or not, if they give you the soul seller with the top gone, you are not liked.
Oh, my!
And here's some hot stereo rock. Rod Stewart, tonight's time yours.
With my best friend.
NOVA and Stereo-VA with all your favorite music all day long. And Love Wars from Womack and Womack. Don't hurt me, baby.
Did I do that right?
Don't hurt me, baby. Now, good afternoon to Anne Deasy of Spring Hill Park. And she let us know the first, well, her favorite two Presley records. We go back to the late 50s. And we've got two good ones. We've got Treat Me Nice and A Fool Such As I.
Kodak prints, never ever late. Just 1 hour is all you wait.
Clap hands, stamp your feet, bang it on the big bass drum. What a picture, what a verb, it's 1 hour photo, it's the one.
Stick it in your family album.
Clap hands, stamp your feet, bang it on the big bass drum. What a picture, what a verb, it's dum 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 dum.
1 hour photo, Lower Grafton Street, opposite Trinity College, Galleria and ILAC Centre.
If you reckon you can recognise a good deal when you come across one, you probably deserve to hear the news about Penny Sale. It's on right now. Of all the bargains in all the stores in all the towns of Ireland, it's worth your while remembering that the Penny Sale is on right now. Be seeing you.
Caramba! These Tribo refreshers are so fruity and fizzy. My sombrero, it is dancing up and down. Hey, you know what I think? I think my hat is tipping itself to Tribo for making these great refreshers.
Tribo refreshers. Fizzy enough to make a Mexican hat dance.
Get into boating and board sailing with All Mother Marine. Buy the fabulous Star Surf sailboards or the 12-foot Scotsman sailing dinghy, and All Weather Marine will give you free lessons and arrange instant credit up to £1,000. All Weather Marine at Grand Canal Quay, open 7 days a week.
Sometimes love is the most dangerous game of all. Jessie is young and willful. Brogan has been hired to find her island hideaway by the lover who wants her back. From Taylor Hackford, director of An Officer and a Gentleman, comes a different kind of film. Against all odds, Rachel Ward is the prize. Jeff Bridges the pawn. James Woods, the man who will kill to win. Against all odds.
See Against All Odds at the Savoy and at selected cinemas throughout the country.
A.T.A. Security.
Phone 775-201.
The best music.
John Clark.
On Radio Nova.
When I walk through that door, baby, be polite. You gonna make me so. If you don't greet me right, don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. Treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. I don't want to be your slave. But if you ask me to, but if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Reunite. Make me feel at home. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my head. Oh, don't want to be your slave.
If you ask me to,
but if you don't behave,
I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice.
Dreaming night, dreaming night. If you're really gonna my loving, to read me now.
Now and then,
2.7 playing now and then as the fool catches eye. From 58, and treat me nice and treat me gently, and treat me kind and wrap me up in your warm and tender love. From 57, Elvis as well, especially for Anne Deasy. Nova taking care of business for her this afternoon. Anne Deasy of Spring Hill Park. I think that's Stalky. Anyway, Anne, from our good friends at Dolphin Discs, we send you out a compilation album of Presley hits so you can practice your old ha-ha-ha. Go to the mirror. 23 minutes away from 2 o'clock here at Nova. Here's Borderline now from Madonna.